Dudley Steffen. He's Richard McFadden. Over there is Kenneth Kessler. The ladies are absent in absentia. Let's see, who can play the role? Richie, you look good in that skirt.
I would have to play Jennifer, though. Roberta's just a little too out there for me. Yeah, you could play the part of Roberta.
No, I don't have to do that. Okay. Speaking of being out there, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, Apollo astronaut, is going to share some experiences with us in just a few minutes.
This is the sixth man ever to walk on the moon.
Yep, very cool guy. Talked to him before. You know how I love the space program. So that's coming up a couple of minutes from now. In the meantime, let's check on what is going on. It's Easter weekend. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, how far are you traveling for Easter this weekend? 40% of you said you were staying home. See, 21% of you said you were traveling less than 50 miles. 17% of you said you were traveling between 50 and 100 miles. 12% said you didn't know where you were going to spend Easter yet. And 10% of you said you'd be traveling over 100 miles. So that's the travel picture for Easter. Our poll today, what are you having for dinner? A, ham. B, turkey. C, we're eating out. That'd be me. D, having... really not focused on this. We haven't made our plans yet. Nothing special is E. And F, when's Easter? It's Sunday, folks. Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. All right, so how much more stuff do we need with regard to what's going on in Ukraine? I think we've kind of hashed that out much as anything. The captain of the South Korean ferry that sank off the coast, I don't know if you heard me discussing this earlier. He was the first guy off the boat. Now there is an arrest warrant for him. He has quickly disappeared. 25 confirmed death, 270 people still missing. The search is continuing for all these folks. Officials say that they're looking at whether or not the third mate ordered a turn whose degree was so sharp it caused the ship to list and capsize.
They're thinking that maybe the stowage in the bottom of the boat wasn't latched down properly and fell when they turned and made the boat list.
But the third officer was actually at the helm, Richie, of the ferry when it capsized. It was not the captain who was at the helm.
The latest death in this?
Yeah.
The vice principal of the high school from where all the kids went?
Right.
Hung himself.
Oh, man.
You imagine that?
Yeah, he was rescued.
Yeah. Really?
He was on the ship and was rescued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want something really weird to think about today?
He's not rescued from the hanging, rescued from the ship, and then felt so guilty.
Hung himself. Yeah, right. Well, that's an honor in that, you know, the Asian honor system is different than ours in many ways. The BBC is reporting today that a man came to London for an operation because he was in trouble with his stomach. They opened it up and they removed a gold bar from his stomach. Huh?
That's a neat trick.
How do you do that?
I do well.
Like the golden goose?
Yeah, right. Just in time for Easter. Here, there's gold in them there stomachs. That's kind of silly. But you know what? There are a lot of silly things that are going on. The other thing for those of you who have heard a little about the tragedy on the world's highest peak, an avalanche on Mount Everest, 12 local guides have been killed. 3 more at least are missing. This is the deadliest disaster in the history of the mountain. Mount Everest, storied. How many? Who doesn't know about Mount Everest and what goes on there? So speaking of climbing a mountain, this is perhaps an interesting way, a correlative way to engage your mind in what Dr. Edgar Mitchell is all about. As Richie said a few minutes ago, he is the sixth person to have walked on the moon. Great American, great stories. So he's going to share some of those with us in just a moment here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
To my door, 14 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Travel, excitement, going places that other people haven't gone. The story of our astronauts. I've been very fortunate to have gotten pretty close to some of the members of this unique club, if that's what you want to call it. Early on, took an interest in what's going on with our space program, was fortunate enough to be connected with some of the early people that put this all together, that made it happen, the geniuses that create the machines, the men and women who were starchy enough to be able to go through the program and succeed, many of them picked by Jay Honeycutt, who has become over the years a great personal friend. Dr. Edgar Mitchell is with us right now, pilot on the historic 1971 Apollo 14 mission, sixth man to ever walk on the moon. I am sad to say that you and I actually have not ever met. Jay has introduced me to lots of the people who were instrumental, and I'm betting you've probably got a pretty good Jay Honeycutt story, do you?
Well, I don't have it off the top of my head, but I know Jay, or run into him in the past, but we haven't been close to him in recent years.
Well, that whole thing is falling apart. What do you think about the way the space program has been handled, Dr. Mitchell? The way it's been, in my mind, as a big fan of it and proponent of what it has done for America, our finest moments, I think, in my lifetime and probably yours. Certainly, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm guessing that when you get off the spaceship and you walk around the moon, that's got to be the highlight of somebody's life, is it not?
Of course. Well, it's certainly very important in mind. But with your analogy, let me use the analogy of when we had the Wright brothers flew the first airplane at the beginning of the 20th century. 20 years later, we had a private airline industry. And that's kind of what's happening here. We've got entrepreneurs, Robin Branson and Elon Musk and Bob Bigelow in the private sector trying to do in space. That's something that would be get more economics into it. Anyhow, we will indeed must go off our planet in due course. We are right now on not a sustainable path. We're overpopulating, we're overconsuming, and we've got to learn how to handle that because we're let's say, eating ourselves out of house and home here.
Yeah. Do you think people take you seriously? I've heard this, and I'm a proponent of it as well, Dr. Mitchell. If you're just joining us, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, Apollo astronaut involved in the space program for a long time, has written a book called Earthrise, My Adventures as an Apollo 14 Astronaut. A lot of people don't take seriously what you have just said, even though I do. We are ruining the planet just because we have too many people here. So what do you think is the next step? What comes out of the plans and the original exploration that you were involved
in? We have to come to terms with the fact that our population has exploded since the beginning of the 19th century, where there was approximately 2 billion people on the planet, to here in the 21st century, we're 7 billion people and headed for 9 by the middle of the century. And our consumption, we're destroying all the forest, or tending to destroy all the forests, and many of the habitats for animals. And that we cannot sustain this way without correcting it in some way. And people are going to have to wake up and discover that that's the problem, that we're not going to be here if we don't do it.
You know, I have expounded on this a lot, and people think I'm crazy. I don't believe that the population, the human population of the Earth, was something that originated here. I believe that we came from other planets. These planets had the same problem we're having now, and they had to get off the planets and go somewhere else. So some people from other planets came here.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. So now we have to do the same thing. I wonder also, there are a lot of people who are in the space program that were asked not to talk much about what goes on Roswell, because there's, not always, but those of us who have been to Roswell, I used to be on KUFO, Roswell, radio station there. What do you know as a scientist and an explorer about that whole part of our quasi-space history?
Well, I grew up there in the Roswell area.
Did you?
My people were ranchers and farmers in that area, and farmers in the dealership, so I grew up in Roswell. And when the so-called Roswell crash took place, on one day it was announced, the next day it was denied. Mm-hmm. The military said, no, it was a weather balloon. And I was on my way off to college, so I didn't think about it or worry about it anymore until I came back from the moon, and I was invited to come out and lecture in the Roswell area and talk about my experience, which I did. Mm-hmm. But then quite a number of people whose parents were involved in the Roswell incident. For example, the undertaker who provided coffins for the deceased bodies, and the son of a sheriff's deputy who had been out around policing traffic around that crash site. And suddenly I took a new interest in it, because these people were telling me it's all true.
Yep.
And
that's your
denial.
And ultimately you became friends, I believe, with another friend of mine, Uri Geller, always speaks wonderfully highly of you, and that came about as a result of this too, didn't it? Some of the connected
people. Well, yeah, I came back from the moon, I was introduced to Uri Geller and helped bring him over from Israel.
Right.
And then with Hal Puthoff and Russ Targ and some of the guys out at Stanford Research Institute, SRI.
Do you mind sticking around? Do you have a few minutes more? We have to break for a couple of minutes, but I'd love to have you with me for a couple more minutes if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll try this more.
Hold on. Dr. Edgar Mitchell with us here on Good Day.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, having a conversation with Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who's written a book called Earthrise, My Adventures as an Apollo 14 Astronaut. He recalls his spectacular trip to the moon, his experiences that got him there, and how his venture to space changed his life when he got back. We were just hearing from him. I didn't hear this story before. Dr. Mitchell, I told you that Uri Geller and I were great friends. And so I decided to invite Uri to come on and have a chat with you. Uri, we were just talking about how you and Dr. Mitchell met and how he helped you when you were in Israel. And I thought that would be a good place for us to pick up the conversation. So I'm very interested in hearing the two of you as friends talk about that experiences and maybe a few others as time allows.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time, but hi, Uri.
Hey, hi, Ed. It's fantastic to hear your voice again. And everyone who is listening to us right now, I urge you to get Ed Mitchell's book, Earthwise. It's an amazing, amazing, riveting, mesmerizing book. So just go to Amazon and get it. I think you will find it fascinating. Right, Ed?
Well, let's hope so. I have to give the credit for the writing, though, to my co-author, Ellen Mahoney. I kept it, made sure it was accurate and everything. She put all the nice words in it and made it very, very readable.
And, yeah, you see, most books, Doug, by astronauts, in a way talk about the kind of the down-to-earth, venture they had in the journey. But Ed, if I may say this, has such an extraordinary spiritual outlook on things, and there is a different and a deeper dimension to everything and anything Ed writes. And so, you know, whether it's you were helped by another writer, your ideas and your story and the true journey that you went through is probably in this book. This is why I'd like everyone to read it.
All right, I want to hear the story about the two of you, though.
Well, it all started by me getting a letter from a doctor called Andrea Puharich, who tried to influence me to leave Israel. At that time, Doug, I was working, obviously, first my show business career, but I was also working for the Mossad. And in order to kind of convince me to leave Israel for America, Ed Mitchell sent me a picture, a signed picture of him walking on the moon, and that totally freaked me out. I couldn't believe that and astronauts took the time to write me and sign an autographed picture. And every time that I'm on a radio or television and people ask me, journalists ask me, who is the one person that influenced you the most in your life and in your career, I always say Ed Mitchell. Because without Ed, I wouldn't be who I am today, Doug.
So, Dr. Mitchell, what do you think when you hear that? Did you think
well,
you said that picture?
Well, I've heard Uri say that, and we did enjoy working with him. And, of course, he did come to Stanford Research Institute where we did all sorts of tests on him and proved that his talents were great. And as a matter of fact, I still have a few bent spoons in my safe, not bent by Uri because they're bent by children who watched Uri on television. And Mama's called me and said, oh, what's happened to my Johnny? They watched Uri on television, and now they're bending spoons. And when I went to home taking spoons and sat down with little Johnny on their sofa and let him show me. And he emulated what Uri had done, and which shows that we can all do that. We do have that latent talent in there somewhere.
Well, yep. The mind power that's demonstrated by that, I think in part, no small part, I think goes back to somebody like you, Dr. Mitchell, who may not be able to bend spoons, but look at what you did to inspire generations of people, you and the other folks who walked on the moon, went out there, risked your lives. I mean, Uri is a great human being, but he's, you know, there's not life and death doesn't hang on what he does, but it did on what you did.
Well, we had a great time doing it. I came from a family of explorers, and of course that's what explorers do, is go to where people have never been and take a look around, bring back samples, and tell the story.
Yeah.
And that was a privilege for me, and I've enjoyed it so much, and yes, I've had a great life.
Well, I wanted to put the two of you together. Uri, what did you want to say? One more thing.
Yeah, well, one more thing, that one of the most extraordinary phenomena that happened to me ever in my life was to do with Ed, and I would like Ed to tell the story of his type-in, because it's so far out that everyone who's listening now, be ready for something quite bizarre and strange. Ed, just roll out that story.
Okay.
We have about 40 seconds left, Dr. Mitchell.
I'll make it real quick. I did lose a type-in while I was still in NASA. And Uri, when we were at SRI and doing tests on Uri, one day at lunch, all of a sudden, that type-in that I'd lost before appeared. And Uri had it right there. I can't remember exactly the circumstances, but here was a type-in that I had lost a long time ago in my travel in NASA. And here Uri recovered it while we were at lunch.
That's such a typical Uri story. Great. What a wonderful conversation. Thank you, gentlemen. Dr. Edgar Mitchell's book, Earthrise, My Adventures as an Apollo 14 Astronaut, available at all the bookstores and at Amazon.com. And Uri Geller, of course, important part of our program in my life. Thanks to you for being here as well. A good day. 29 past the hour.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
What's going on in the world? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A Good Friday, lots of folks are talking about the day and the weekend, that sort of thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are other things, well, the same old, some people would say. And then maybe there's some new as well. We're talking about traveling for Easter, the Easter weekend. The president yesterday talked about the number of people who have signed up for the Affordable Health Care Act. What came to my mind this week, something that a lot of people haven't really been talking about, and I thought it was worth underscoring because I believe this is the story, frankly. This was not ever a health care bill. Never, ever, ever was it about health care. If it was, we'd find prevention, we'd find health care and all of its various and sundry pieces being made better. There's nothing about the healthcare industry that's been made better. In fact, you can probably make a pretty good argument that the healthcare system is already worse in many ways than it was before this whole thing was enacted. Another complete blunder on the part of politicians and bureaucrats and people who are very interested in controlling your life. Is the idea of having more people getting access to health care a good one? Absolutely. It's a wonderful idea. And done right, it would have been a massive stroke of genius for those who would have us live a better life, live a longer life, live a happier life. But instead, what we have here are a lot of people who are giving you what my father used to call schwerba. You know what that means, Kenny? Schwerba. It's a great word.
Sounds like a fine word.
Yeah, it's a fine word. Schwerba is another way of inferring it was BS. And it is so much BS. The president says 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare. That may be the right number, or close to it. I've seen a number 7.8 million, yada, yada. However, what he doesn't say, and nobody else says, is that the insurance company weeded through all of the, or many of the people, especially, yeah, you got to wonder if this wasn't, and this is my cynical mind at work here, I guess, as much as anything else. The president and the people in the administration screwed this up to a fairly well. What did it give the insurance companies the right to do or the opportunity to do? Part of the bill, and correct me, you guys, Richie or Kenny, if I'm wrong, part of the bill was that you had to have coverage by a certain date, and if you didn't, you were going to get into trouble. Another was you get out of your insurance plan, or gave the insurance companies sort of leave through all of the mishmash. It gave insurance companies leave to cancel insurance policies expired. So when everything got followed up, all these people find themselves floundering around, and many people don't have health insurance. Who had it before? And so when they went back to get it, insurance companies said, you know what? We don't like the risk here. We're not going to give you any coverage. End of story. So there are about 3, maybe 4 million people that have had that experience. That's why I say this was an insurance bill to help the insurance companies. I want to know how much money insurance companies, lobbyists, lawyers for insurance companies gave in political campaign contributions to anybody in the Obama administration or anybody who's connected with voting in favor of this bill when it was first conceived, and those who are still sticking by it. You've probably seen some stories this week suggesting that the Democrats are saying we got to stick by Obamacare no matter what. All I want is for one really good, resourceful reporter to actually go through the records, get through the Freedom of Information Act, who gave how much money to whom. And as I'm sitting here on Friday, April 18th, 2014, I'm willing to stake a whole lot on my suggestion, put that in quotation marks, that there are plenty of congressmen and senators and people who are connected to the administration that got a lot of money from insurance interests to push this bill through. So what is
just
looking
at the popularity of it around the country with the people who live in the United States, and it just amazes you that they've been able to make this thing go as far as it has.
But think about it, Richie. All the bad risks the insurance company had were let go. They were eliminated. And so now, and never mind the numbers. You can argue the numbers from now until tomorrow or next week, next month, next year. That's not the important thing. The people who were expunged by the insurance company by this so-called gaffe or mistake, I'm not thinking it was a mistake at all. I think it was on purpose. So the insurance companies could be allowed to dismiss the policies they didn't like and bring on. Remember, the emphasis on the Affordable Health Care Act is to sign up young people who don't have health problems. So you get the insurance premium from people who are healthy for the most part, and you make a lot of money. And then you cut back what you pay to doctors and providers. I mean, am I crazy or am I thinking this through? And I'm basically, as is always the case, I'm usually thinking it through as I'm saying the words without having thought it through before. So, but I'm thinking that this makes kind of a lot of sense. Anybody else want to agree? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. What are people saying, not necessarily about this, but any comments about the president crowing about how many people have signed up for the Affordable Care Act, Kenny?
I don't have anything on Obamacare.
So should we ask the question about whether or not, is it too complicated? Maybe my scenario is a little complicated, but I'm just curious. You know, just take the information and comment on it if you want to. All right, so what comments do you have about items that are floating around in our attention span today, Kenny?
Let's see. One of the things on our Facebook page we have right at the top, And it will stay there for a while, is all the information about the official coffee of the Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Right. A lot
so
of people
can
signing up
click
for that.
There and get the details on BuzzBox Coffee. And people are liking that and sharing that.
Yeah, good.
There's also a little bit of conversation about Easter and what our friends and followers are doing for Easter dinner. So you can weigh in on that if you would like. Just about everybody's having ham, surprisingly.
Ham! Green really? Eggs and ham.
I'm having rabbit.
Really? It
tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Good for you, Ricky. This is the Holy Week. Commemorations continuing. Christians marking today, Good Friday. A lot of prayer services being held. Man, I was just looking at, I have some friends that are in Jerusalem now because I've been over there four times. And I just got a note from somebody about what's going on over there, the processions through Jerusalem's old city, having gone down and around and in the catacombs of the city and going over to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Pope Francis, by the way, joining a torch-lit procession tonight, starting, well, I mean, we all know what happened on this day, according to the history, according to the lore, and then we know what happened on Sunday and what we're celebrating. But there's a good, this is, I think in terms of religion, there's such a hopeful message attached to this. Whether you really believe the story or you don't believe it. I mean, think about it for a second. You hopefully heard the conversation I had with Edgar Mitchell a while ago. One of the things that he talked about was people, we're having to figure out on our planet where to go. Because we can't sustain the Earth the way that it is. So people are going to have to get off or go away, go to some other planet. And I think that's a pretty interesting acknowledgement of what really is going on in terms of research at NASA and even with these private companies that are aiming at space exploration, space travel, et cetera, et cetera. They know there's business there because they know. You think Branson's foolish? Not only does he understand that he can take people around for a joyride, but he knows that we're going to have to go somewhere. People are going to have to get off this planet. There's too many people here now. What's it going to be like when there are 2 billion more people here in 40 or 50 years? That's the question. And I think that there is an answer here that a lot of people are not necessarily eager to talk about. But anyway, that, there's the whole business about traveling and traveling in space and what happens to us when we die. Do we go out into space somewhere? What happens? We don't know the answer to that. But I think it's interesting the way the two sort of dovetail, and that's why I'm putting them together here a little bit. But there's the hopeful message is survival. We all want to survive and be happy and healthy. And that's what this message this weekend provides us with in no small way. So food for thought here on Good Day at 16 before the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. Get a Mapex Piccolo snare drum for just $39. Turn your iOS device into a mobile workstation with a Line 6 controller keyboard for $35. Or buy one, get two free on select mic and instrument cables, just $16. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
All right, it's 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Clintons are always in the news. Mrs. Clinton, will she run or not? Bill Clinton, is he in love with his wife or not? There are some new documents that have been released about the Clinton administration, conflicts in Somalia, Rwanda, Middle East peace negotiations, Oklahoma City bombings, a lot of comments about public figures like Richard Nixon, Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey. This is part of what is being released. There's a bundle that's likely to receive a lot of attention, Richie, nosing around the health care system and Mrs. Clinton being involved in that. I'm sure her opponents would be happy to get a hold of some of that material. What did you see?
Well, this is the National Archives is releasing about 7,500 pages of documents. They're actually doing it today. So you're right. All of the Democratic opponents to Hillary Clinton will be fumbling through that health care stuff and seeing what they can use against her. But I find it interesting that they have information about Richard Nixon, Spielberg, and Oprah Winfrey in all of these Clinton archives. But I think one of the funnest, most fun stories about Bill Clinton coming out this week,
yeah,
is the guy who played Mr. Met, A.J. Mess, or A.J. Mass,
right,
has a book out, Yes, It's Hot in Here. He was the New York Mets mascot for 4 years. And during one of the games, Bill Clinton was at the game, and he had two college interns with him, and he tried to get close to the president to get a picture, because that's always, like, the baseball mascot's dream is to have their picture with a sitting president.
Right.
And this is what he got when he tried to get close to the president. He said he recalled the agent staring him directly in the mouth of his huge faux leather head and delivered a warning to him that sent chills through his eight big fat fingers. Approach the president, and we go for the kill shot.
Really?
Are we clear?
Huh. That's sweet.
Wow.
So apparently if you're wearing a costume and have a big baseball head and eight big huge fingers, they don't trust you being next to the president, and they will go for the kill shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently he did get his shot with the president after he retired in 2006.
Right. There's another Clinton coming into the family. Chelsea, the only child of Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, announced yesterday she and her husband are expecting their first child. She said, quote, "Mark and I are very excited that we have our first child arriving later this year." And the Clintons were all together at a Clinton Foundation get-together. I said, I thought that was kind of cool.
She said, I just hope that I can be as good of a mother to my child as my mother was to me.
Yeah.
No mention of how dad was as a parent.
Well, she's not the father. Why did you take her child, Richie?
No.
Her father had their problems.
That was tough years.
A Jerkelberger, but they are pretty much reconciled.
Yeah, they seem to get along very well.
Yeah, they get along great. All right, so there it is. Another interesting story here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before. I don't know if the ship can take it. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
No matter how many times you hear that, it's always funny.
Still funny.
Yep. The spinners during the theme music lead. Movie moments starting with movie music Spaceballs from the movie of the same name. Rick Moranis, one of the stars of Spaceballs, 61 today. He kind of just dropped out, didn't he? He decided he wanted to do any more acting, and he just
Decide. But, I mean, he got those Honey, I Shrunk the Kid movies.
Yeah.
And that was it. He just retired on that.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
I hope that's not the case. Evil Us, another great entree into entertainment from the mind of a genius, the mind of a master. When you think about all the Mel Brooks movies that have been around, I think this is, if not the funniest, certainly close to the
History of the World, I would probably put up there. And Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
How do you not put Blazing Saddles up there?
Young Frankenstein.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And what was the Hitler in Spring? What was the, which one?
That was from Young Frankenstein.
The Producers.
Oh, the Producers. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, anyway.
That's funny because actually this morning, I remember that I used to use this clip to introduce you sometimes coming out of the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to use it this morning. Oops, hold on a minute. Let me turn this off.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to use it this morning for you, and it's from Young Frankenstein.
What was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
That's right.
Yeah, Doug Steffen, there he is.
That's him.
All right, 55 past the hour. We'll find out what's coming out. The movie basis for your attention coming up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom T-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5 through 14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a car and driver's 10 best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times! Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. The Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
Yep.
All right, time now for us to overview the new releases coming out this weekend, because Trucker is not here. Ken Kessler has volunteered to fill us in on what we might find intriguing or exciting at the box office this weekend.
Something for everybody. Johnny Depp's new movie, Transcendence, opens today. Has gotten a lot of bad buzz,
yeah.
And this would be his third or fourth bomb in a row if it doesn't do well.
Wow.
Greg Kinnear has a new movie called Heaven is for Real. This is based on a true story of a young boy's near-death experience.
Another God movie.
Right. And Marlon Wayans has a sequel to A Haunted House. A Haunted House 2 is in theaters this weekend.
Just fixed time for Easter.
And something for the whole family. Disney has been doing these nature movies every so often. And
great.
They've got
this
a new
great.
One called,
yeah.
called Bears.
Yeah, that looks
follows
great.
Two different bears and a year in the life.
Yeah, but I think that's only this week. It goes away, doesn't it? It's just like for the weekend and it's gone here today, gone.
It's usually a pretty short release and then it's out on, yeah. on DVD.
It'll be on DVD by Thursday.
The other thing that I will tell you about that is in looking at the previews for it, if you don't want to see bears grab a hold of the flesh of other animals and chew it up, you may not want to see this, or you may think it's a little much for your children to watch them grab a hold of a fish and chop it in half.
Reality.
Or other. Yeah, but it's a little harsh for some kids.
It'd be like watching a calf come out of a cow.
No,
that'd be bloody.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rich, for that description of reality. 59 past the hour, speaking of reality, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.